Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor, saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get into this week's episode, you may notice that, again, it is just me hanging out here. Olivia is traveling out of the country, but never fear, we're still going to be delivering an episode, and we're actually doing it a little bit different. Before Olivia left, she actually got a chance to record the story and send it over, so we're going to hear from her in this episode. So even though she's not technically here with me, she is with us in spirit. But before we jump into the case, as always, if you're listening, we hope that you're doing well. Hope your families are great. Just hope that, you know, everything is going as good as it can for you. It's a crazy time in the world. And, you know, we just hope that everyone who's listening is feeling some love and feeling good. So I just want to let you know that we appreciate you and really do appreciate you coming and hanging out with us for this week's case, even though it is a little bit different than the way that we normally do it. So again, thank you so much for joining us and spending some time. With that, we're going to quit the gabby-gabby because I don't have anybody to gabby with, and we're going to jump right into the stabby-stabby. We're going to dial out to Olivia, and let's get into this week's case. Take it away, Olivia.
It was after 6 a.m. on June 5th, 2021, when Placer County Dispatch received a 911 hangup from a million-dollar home in the town of Homewood. Deputies responded to the residence of Gary Spohr and Wendy Wood, a retired couple well known in the community. Inside, they found a horrifying scene. Gary Spohr, 70, had been shot in the back of the head and was pronounced dead at the scene. Upstairs, his wife, 68-year-old Wendy, had been shot twice in the head and once in the hand. She survived the attack. Investigators quickly realized this wasn't a robbery or a random break-in. There were no signs of forced entry or theft. This was something far more personal, and it had been planned. Gary and Wendy were respected and beloved. They had built a quiet life of wealth and comfort in Lake Tahoe. But tension existed beneath the surface, particularly with their daughter Erin's estranged husband, Daniel Serafini. Daniel was once a promising MLB pitcher and had fallen on hard times. After a lackluster career that ended in 2007 by a suspension for performance-enhancing drugs, he had burned through his fortune and lost millions to bad investments, accrued massive debt, and relied heavily on financial support from his in-laws. That support had reportedly ended, and the family dynamic had grown strained. Investigators combed through the scene and reviewed footage from the home security system. What they found was chilling. Hours before the attack, a hooded masked man carrying a backpack was seen entering the garage. He waited inside the home for nearly 5 hours before the shooting occurred. He was then seen calmly leaving the house moments after the 911 call was placed. Police began analyzing the figure's walk, height, and clothing, and started comparing it to Daniel Serafini. Experts would later testify in court that the way the man walked in the footage matched Dan's movement frame for frame. But that wasn't all. Forensic evidence painted a darker picture. 5 shell casings were found at the scene, and the autopsy revealed Gary was killed instantly. Investigators discovered that Wendy had somehow survived despite being shot multiple times in the head. Further digging led to phone records and text messages that hinted at a motive. In one text to a confidant, Serafini reportedly called his in-laws, quote, wealthy pieces of shit, and said he wanted to kill them. The financial motive was clear. The couple's estate was worth over $23 million. Dan believed that if Gary and Wendy were gone, his estranged wife Erin might come into money he could have access to. As they traced Dan's whereabouts around the time of the murder, a name kept coming up, Samantha Scott. She wasn't just a friend of the family, she had been Erin and Dan's babysitter for years. But investigators soon learned that Samantha and Dan were in a romantic relationship. In October 2023, over 2 years after the crime, both Serafini and Scott were arrested in Nevada and charged in connection with the Lake Tahoe shootings. Under pressure, Samantha took a plea deal. She admitted she was Dan's accomplice, and the details she gave were chilling. She said she drove him to the Spores home the day before the murder. She watched him assemble a makeshift silencer using PVC pipe and witnessed him test it. While he waited inside the house for hours, she stayed in the car nearby. And after the shooting, she helped him dispose of the weapon, clothing, and even his shoes. She also testified that Serafini told her, "I shot Wendy in the head twice. I didn't want her to suffer." Though he never directly admitted to shooting Gary, prosecutors said they didn't need him to. Everything else painted the full picture. The trial began in May of this year in Placer County Superior Court. The prosecution laid out 6 weeks of detailed, methodical evidence. Surveillance video analysis, cell phone pings, emails, text messages laced with rage and resentment, autopsy findings, and most critically, Samantha Scott's testimony. The defense attempted to cast doubt on the identity of the masked man in the video. Erin Spohr, called to the stand, testified that she couldn't be sure if the figure was Dan, but the jury wasn't convinced. On July 14, 2025, they found Daniel Serafini guilty of first-degree murder, attempted murder, first-degree burglary, and special circumstances of lying in wait and felony murder, along with firearm enhancements. Jurors later said that the surveillance footage and how closely it matched Serafini's gait was the final nail in the coffin. His sentencing is scheduled in just a few weeks on August 18th of 2025. Serafini faces 25 years to life, possibly life without parole. Samantha Scott, under her plea deal, awaits sentencing and could receive up to 3 years in prison. But the damage was already done. Sadly, Wendy Wood, who had survived the attack, struggled for years with the trauma. She never returned to her home in Tahoe, and in 2023, she died by suicide. Her daughter Adrienne called it a second murder, a wound that justice couldn't heal. As the trial concluded, she said, "We finally have the truth, but we will never have peace."
And thank you so much for that wonderful case, Olivia. Again, we hope that you're having a great time on vacation. We look forward to you being back with us here real soon. But let's go ahead and break down some thoughts about this week's case. So for me, you know, Wendy's story just resonates with me so much. You know, I think about this woman who, you know, met her husband years and years and years ago, and they had a family and worked hard, and they were able to accomplish something and build a life, right? And to be in a spot where they could help their children out. And, you know, as a parent, you know, it's the ideal thing, right? It's like you've done so well for yourself that you're able to help your kids out. And to think that there's somebody like Serafini out there who's just trying to latch on, right? And just suck these people for the last penny that they're worth, to the point where you're willing to murder them to get some money from your in-laws. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking. And thinking about Wendy, who, you know, she went through this life with Gary and she built all this and had these kids and by all accounts, a beautiful family, just to have it ripped away at the end for money. You know, like, it does not surprise me at all that she would end up taking her own life. You know, you've lost your partner. You can't go back to your house because, you know, the place that's supposed to be your security, right? That this place is supposed to be like your center of calm, like your space, was violated and your husband lost his life there, you know? So my heart just breaks hearing, you know, not just the story and Gary and Aaron losing her father, and but just to think that, you know, at that late in life, to lose your partner in such a horrific way is just absolutely, absolutely awful, you know? And then again, to think about like what kind of guy this Daniel Serafini is, right? Like having an affair with a babysitter and you're building PVC silencers, and it's like the amount of effort that you would put in to murder somebody so that you didn't have to, you know, work for money. It's just, it's a special kind of evil with a person like that. So if we're talking deadbolt tests, something like this, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to be in the situation where I've, you know, got somebody wanting to kill me for all the money that I have. But the idea that you could just be home, you know, and again, in this place that's supposed to be your sanctuary, this safe space, and not know that somebody's been lying in wait for you for hours, that's definitely terrifying. So for me, I'm going to go ahead. I will put this probably right about a 6. Again, just because I can't see it happen to myself, but there are still elements of this that really get underneath my skin. So I'm going to put it at a 6, but as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Gary and Wendy Sofer fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. Hey, if you're not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. We'd love the opportunity to get to know you, spend a little bit of time with you, and, you know, again, just have you as part of our family. And speaking of family, this is normally the part of the show where we talk about Patreon and things like that. I actually wanted to skip that today. And again, especially, you know, thinking about family, I found out today that a mentor of mine has passed away. Unfortunately, they found out around Christmas that they had stage 4 colon cancer. And I just got word today that they are no longer with us. And this person really did a lot to motivate me and inspire me, and just, you know, meant a great deal to me. There were, you know, we met through a work thing, and we're from the same kind of hometown area and things like that. And again, just, you know, really pushed me at a time where I needed somebody to be there for me and be in my corner and kind of help me believe that I was capable of something. And again, it's just, it hurts that they're not here anymore, but I wanted to take this opportunity, instead of talking about the Patreon or anything like that, just to remind everybody to, you know, hug the people that you love, tell them that you love them. You know, even relating it back to this week's case, you know, I know that Gary and Wendy's children probably would have loved one more chance to give their parents a hug, right? And tell them they loved them. And we have that chance. If you're listening to this right now, you have the chance to, you know, hug somebody and tell them that they mean the world to you. So I just wanted to put that in there as a reminder. You know, life is short and time is not infinite. And I want to make sure, you know, we've got reminders out there just to use that time to let the people in your life who are important know that they're important. So that's all that we've got for this week's case. But please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks in your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. We will see you next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check those locks. Be good to each other. See you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.